Friday, October 25th. I am so furious with Mackenzie Hollister, I could literally just spit. Grr! Not only did she totally ruin the chances of the school having a dance by quitting at the last minute, but she made sure everything was left in total chaos. I had no idea the situation was so bad until I asked each committee member to present a status report at our meeting this morning. Zoe went first. She said Mackenzie had arranged for the parents of some of the CCPs to cover the expense of having the dance at the same country club as her birthday party. However, when Zoe called to find out the setup time, she was told that our reservation for the dance had been canceled by the previous chairperson. Since the CCPs were no longer involved with the dance, their parents were no longer paying for it to be held at the country club, which meant we didn't have a location for the dance. That's when I suggested that Zoe ask Principal Winston about using the gym or the cafeteria. But Zoe said she had already checked. The cafeteria wasn't available because the Junior League was having a UNICEF fundraiser. And the gym wasn't available because the floor was scheduled to be refinished for basketball season. Basically, we don't have a place for the dance, and we don't have any money to pay for a place for the dance. That's the end of my report. Any questions? Zoe said and collapsed into her seat. Nobody had any questions, which BTW was a good thing because Zoe was not in a very good mood right then. I thank Zoe for sharing her very thorough and informative report. Violet's report for the Entertainment Committee was next. She said the band for the dance had also been canceled by the previous chairperson. The band was no longer available, but their manager was giving us a full refund in 10 days. So far, I haven't found any bands that are available next week or willing to work for free, which means we don't have any music for the dance. I thanked Violet for sharing her very thorough and informative report. It was the same story with decorations and food. Chloe said that the order for Halloween decorations had been canceled. And Jenny said the caterer had been canceled. And both Chloe and Jenny were expecting refunds after the dance. Theo added that if there was a dance, he was definitely willing to clean up after it. I had my entire reputation on the line as chairperson of the Halloween dance. But thanks to Mackenzie, we had no location, no band, no decorations, and no food. And to ensure that the dance was a total flop, she had arranged it so we wouldn't have a single dime to pay for a location, a band, decorations, or food. We took a vote, and it was a unanimous decision. The Halloween dance was officially canceled. It got really sad and quiet in the room, and I felt like crying. And even though all of this wasn't our fault, I couldn't help but feel like we had let down the entire school. The worst part was that I was the one stuck with announcing the bad news to the student body, which I decided to put off until Monday. Very soon, the black slime mold in the locker room shower was going to be more popular than me. After school, my dad told me to take care of the leaves in the backyard. I was supposed to rake, and Brianna was supposed to put them in plastic trash bags. I hate having to do chores with Brianna. It took me hours to get those leaves into a big pile, and Brianna was no help whatsoever. Thanks to Brianna, I ended up with leaves, twigs, and other crud stuck in my hair. I actually looked like I had a new afro hairstyle or something. I was so mad. I wanted to stuff her inside a trash bag and set her out on the curb to be hauled away with the leaves. But of course, you can't do that kind of stuff to your little sister or brother, even when they really deserve it. Plus, it probably won't go over that well with your parents. Why was I not born an only child?